problem's a little bit worse. A real young person that gets pneumonia, you know, they just, it works harder on them than it does anybody.
Wait.
But they don't, I don't think young people have that much anymore.
I don't think they do neither. It's very silly if you hear I talk to anybody with diphtheria now, and they used to have it regular, and it used to kill a heap of folks too. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no cure for it, diphtheria.
What about kind of disease that makes your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
That's yellow gander.
Yeah.
Yellow gander.
What about this pain that sometimes you get a pain way down on your tummy, you have to be operated on for it?
Well, is that the penicillin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You always got a scar down
there. That's right, penicillin.
Everybody.
I got my appendix. I never have been in the hospital. But I have been sick enough when I called my children to go to the hospital, but there wasn't no one for you to go to then, and now I just been lucky. I sure ain't never been in the hospital sick.
You are lucky.
Yeah.
Somebody is maybe ate something that didn't disagree with them, you know, and they might have had to throw up or something. Mm. And
they said, you need a salve of stomach and indigestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Fresh air for it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they give me a salve of stomach.
Oh.
Indigestion.
When your boys and your girls got about 16 to 18, they got, your boys would start calling on girls regularly.
That's right.
and what'd you call it when they started seeing somebody?
Let's see.
All the time, you know, before we got married?
I would ask her, I said, is you loving that girl? Is y'all going steady? Is anybody else going with her? Excuse me. And I thought it was a mess. And I used to tell my children when they go out and miss you, the boys, I said, Garvin? He said, man. I said, CJ? He said, ma'am. I said, now the girls that you don't want to have, don't mess with them girls, because them would be the ones you'll have to have. And I just talk to them, I tell them every Sunday morning they go out.
Yeah. Well, I guess they all married.
But all right, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, I tell them that.
I know there had to be people, I hear talk about people refusing to marry somebody all the time. But what do you say about somebody that maybe right at the last minute just backed out?
About marrying?
Yeah.
Well, let me see, what do you say about it? Well, I don't guess he was fun, no, huh? I guess it's the best he didn't marry. That's what I say, isn't it? The best he didn't marry.
People have a pretty big church wedding. Then the girl that stands up by the bride, you know what they call her?
The maid.
Yeah, and then the man that stands up by the groom is called.
Let me see now. What is he? I done forgot. What the
bride and the groom?
Best man.
I see it.
Best man.
That noisy serenade after the wedding.
Throwing that rice and all. Then they'll go away on their honeymoon and everything.
When you go to town, how do you say you're going to town? Do you say uptown, downtown, or what?
I said, well, I got to go to town and get my groceries. I want me some chicken and light bread and fresh one thing enough. Go to town and get it. That's really all for you.